Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
God to reflect His glory, to show forth His praises. A peculiar people, another translation says. He's called you. You are in His kingdom for a purpose. You are called forth for your life to show forth His praises, for your life to be continually progressing, that someone will look at you and say, look at what God is doing in this life. I want to follow this person to serve their God. You are not meant to be covered in shame. Tomorrow you are up and the next day you are down. You are called forth to show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You see, from God's standpoint, today we'll look at it when the children of Israel were in Egypt. Some of the things that God did in their lives, and we see how it applies to our lives today. Exodus chapter 8, verse 19. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are supposed to walk in victory. You are supposed to walk in what God has done for your life. He says, then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and as he comes out of the water, then say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me, or else if you will not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies on you and on your servants and on your people and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also on the ground where they stand. Oh, and in that day I will set apart, notice, the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. 23, I will make a difference between my people and your people, and tomorrow this sign shall be. You have to understand that the people of God had been in captivity for 430 years. And God sent Moses to go and deliver them out of the land. He sent Moses to go and separate them from Egypt. But when he goes, he runs into resistance. Pharaoh's heart is hard and he refuses to let the people go. Oh, but here, when the plagues kept coming, his advisors, the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. This is the finger of God. My Lord, I can preach on that for a month. You see, the Egyptians believed that the strength of a man was in his chest. And if this is just the finger of God that we are seeing, let these people go. Don't let him bring his full strength here, or there'll be nothing left of us. This is the finger of God. You see, God will go to every limit. God will go the full distance when it comes to your deliverance. God will go the full limit. He will put all His power that is at His disposal to deliver you when it comes to you. We discovered last week in our lesson that Jesus Christ is still in the ministry, and His ministry is you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, but notice, he said, I will put a difference between my people and the Egyptians. And he starts talking about flies here. Every time you see flies, you know that there is decadence around, there is a stench around, there is something that around that is unpleasant, that is attracting those flies. And so in the mighty name of Jesus, in our own lives today, when he says that he will put a difference between us and the world, he will put a difference between us and others, what he is saying is, anything in your life that look like decaying, that look like depreciating, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you make a decision, as you make a choice to serve the Lord, he will put a difference between you and the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The plagues kept coming. Everything in your life that doesn't reflect the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may you be distinguished in the midst of it. He's the Lord that does not change. He is still the same. Number two, we see that there was the death of cattle. The death of cattle. Exodus chapter 9, verse 3 to 6. But the children of Israel were exempt from that as well. Exodus chapter 9, verse 3 to 6. Thank you, Lord. He says, behold, the hand of the Lord will be on your cattle in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the oxen, and on the sheep, a very severe pestilence. Notice, and the Lord will make a difference between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt. So nothing shall die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. Oh, again, he put a difference there. The cattle was one of the main things that these Egyptians relied on. If he was talking today, he will talk about the businesses. He will talk about the jobs. Oh, but you know, he said in Psalm 91, verse 7, 1,000 will fall on your side, 10,000 on the other side, but it will not come near you. Oh, that which God has called you to do, everyone's business may be failing, but your business is exempt from failure. Everyone may be failing around you, but in the mighty name of Jesus, you are exempt, oh, from failure. As you cooperate with God, failure is not permitted in your life. Nothing is permitted to die in your hands that God has called you to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you believe that, say amen. Oh, the world may be dying. The world may be falling apart. But for the children of Israel, nothing, none of their cattle was permitted to die. None of your endeavors is permitted to die, no matter the economic climate, no matter what may be going on around. You just concern yourself with what God has said to you and keep doing it. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And then number three, we see another thing that happening is that there was darkness, a plague of gross darkness. Exodus chapter 10, verse 21 to 23. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 10, 21 to 23. He says, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. Thank you, Lord. This was after the hail had come to destroy things. Oh, nothing of yours will be destroyed. But here he's talking about darkness which may even be felt. Have you ever felt darkness before? Darkness which may be felt. Oh, thank God. We are back to where we started. He's translated you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, darkness which may be felt for 3 days. When things are dark, you don't know which way to go. You don't know which direction to go. When you look around you, they seem that there is no way out. Oh, sometimes people get in darkness that when it is night, they wish it was day. When it was day, they wish it was night. It's so much dark. But in the midst of it all, what does the Bible say? They had light in their dwellings. This morning I've come to announce to you by the word of the Lord, no matter how dark it may be around, no matter how dark it gets in the world, in the name of Jesus, you will have light. You will know which way to go. You will know what to do. Thank you, Lord. That will be clear that your case is different. No one moved also for 3 days. That talks about stagnation. They were there in the darkness for 3 days in the mighty name of Jesus. But all that time, the children of Israel had light. They could move about freely. They were not hindered in what they had to do. In the name of Jesus, I pray any trace of stagnation in your life comes to an end by virtue of light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No matter the gross darkness, no matter the darkness on the earth, it will not touch you. He said this one is talking about the children of Israel. What about you? From God's standpoint, notice what he says in Romans chapter 2, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. Romans 2, 28. He says, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor a circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from man, but from God. He's talking about from God's standpoint, if you are born again, when he talks about circumcision of the heart, he's talking about being born again. He's saying that it's not one who is a Jew outwardly. But the true Jew is the one, oh, who has been born again, who has been circumcised in heart. So some of the benefits that they enjoyed back then, it still applies to us, and we still enjoy that today. If they were exempt from the darkness that were prevailing in the day, we are exempt from the gross darkness that covers the whole world. Notice what he says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. We'll go back to Genesis, but look at these scriptures. Mark them in your Bible. Don't let them get away from you. Or whatever you have to do to it in your app. You can highlight them nowadays in the app as well. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What has Christ done? He has redeemed us. There's that redemption word again. What has he redeemed us from? The curse of the law. We are exempt from the curse of the law. When you study the law carefully, the curse of the law consisted primarily of three things. My Lord and my God. The first one was spiritual death. When Adam and Eve sinned, they were separated from God. Number two, sickness came on the scene. Oh, you are exempt from that. Number three, poverty came on the scene as well. When he says you are exempt from the curse or redeemed from the curse of the law, Jesus Christ has borne the curse. Oh, and what he has paid for, you and I don't need to pay again. So it applies to us. That what will happen? The blessing. And verse 29 says, Galatians 3:29 says, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That same promise that he made to Abraham, that was on Jesus, and Jesus operated in. Look at yourself. He's making that same promise to you as well. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Number four, we see sudden death happen as well in Egypt when the people of God were there. Sudden death. All of a sudden, that was the God's last card. When the firstborn in the house of Pharaoh and all the Egyptians died, that is when they decided to release the people. Exodus chapter 11, verse 4 to 7. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 11, 4 to 7. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm just excited. I'm enjoying this. Then Moses said, thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the animals. Then there shall be a great cry throughout the land of Egypt, such as was not like it before, nor shall it be like it again. But against my Lord, I love this, against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move its tongue, nor against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does make a difference between the children of the Egyptians and Israel. You see, God will always put a difference between his people and the people of the world. Not even, not a dog shall move its tongue against man or beast, that you may know that God makes a difference. That you may know that God makes a difference. In the mighty name of Jesus, realize that you are exempt. When the world is perishing, when the world is dying, you are exempt from it. Oh, you see, the key thing here was, and God wanted his people to leave, to go and serve him. Pharaoh said he refuses to let the people go. God is always interested in us giving our lives to him. Nothing is permitted to die in your hands because of what God has done in Christ Jesus. You see, when Moses went into the land, Pharaoh said, you people want to go to go and worship the Lord. And it's because you don't have enough to do, that is why you are making these claims. He doubled the amount of work that they had to do, and they said they still had to produce the same result. You see, there, for us, when he talks about worshiping God, serving the Lord, and praising him, the devil doesn't want us to spend time in the word of God. He doesn't want us to spend time praying. He doesn't want us to spend time seeking. So he will give us all the distractions that he can come up with so that we won't dedicate ourselves to the Lord. But we make a decision that we will serve the Lord. And at some point also, in Exodus 8:28, he was yielding a little bit, and he said, you can go, but don't go that far. Don't go far. Worship just around here. Do your things around here. You see, what the enemy wants us to do is that he doesn't want us to be dedicated and committed to go and go deep in the things of God. Just stay on the surface and remain there. Oh, but as for me, when I got born again, I decided that I am going out, all out for God. My Lord, I remember, I blessed my mom. She's a good one. But one day, I got so hungry and zealous for God. She looked at me and said, what do you want from God? And literally what she said, translating is, it's like, do you want to go and enter his eyes? What is this about God? I want to go beyond entering his eyes. I want to know the Lord more and more and serve him all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, don't go far. Just stay around here. And then at some point he said, you can go, but leave your cattle behind. Moses said, not even the hoof of our cattle will stay here. We have to go and to serve the Lord. That was the whole secret. Why is he delivering them? Why has he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light? Why has he called us into his glorious kingdom? The whole key to the thing is Exodus 4:23. Notice what he said. That's what he told Moses. Thank you, Lord. He says, so I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. Let my child go that he may serve me. God delivers us so that we can serve the Lord. Everything that holds you bound, he wants to release you from it so you can serve the Lord. That's the goal. So how do I walk in my exemption right? How do I walk in what God has provided for me in redemption? Number one, you have to have a revelation of what he has done. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Have a revelation of what the Lord has done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord, I like that, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. He's saying that darkness will cover the earth, deep darkness the people. Oh, but what will happen? You will arise and shine in the mighty name of Jesus. The darker it gets in the world, the brighter you shine, the brighter the church of God will shine. The more dark it gets, the more your light will keep shining, because the glory of the Lord will rise on you. What will happen? Oh, kings will come to the brightness of your rising. Your influence will continue to grow. Your influence will continue to increase. Verse 8 in Isaiah 68 says, he says, who are these who fly like a cloud and like dust to their roots? Your light will keep shining. Oh, the path of the just, oh, it's like a burning light. We keep shining and shining, not diminishing and diminishing. I see you shining and shining. I said, I see you shining and shining. Oh, I see you shining at work in the name of Jesus. I see you shining in that neighborhood of yours. I see you making a difference. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Have a revelation of him. And not just have a revelation, but walk in the light of what is revealed. John chapter 12, verse 35. John 12, 35. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, then Jesus said to them, a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. Jesus is the light. Walk in the light while you have the light with you, is what he says. Lest darkness overtake you. Have a revelation of the fact that now you are in the light. Now you are in the light of God's word. Oh, the light of God's word is to light your way. And as you keep walking in those steps, it will keep getting brighter and brighter, and you will keep fulfilling the plan that God has for you. Lest darkness overtake you. When you are walking in the light, darkness cannot overtake you and overwhelm your life. You are exempt from darkness taking you over. Walk in the light while you have the light, and he will set you. Walking in the light means walking in the light of what God, of the word of God. Walking in the light of what has been revealed to you. He that walks in the light does not have an occasion to stumble. When we obey the word of God, he sets us high above the circumstances of life. That's what he kept telling the children of Israel. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. We walk in the light. Number two, we must make the love of God our lifestyle. Make God and the love for him your lifestyle. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. And we know, I love that phrase in the Bible. I don't know about you. We know, not we are not sure. Not we are thinking about it. Not maybe it's so. Not maybe this is the case. We know. That's an absolute fact. You have settled it in your heart. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. How many things work together for the good of those who love the Lord? Oh, how many things? Say it louder. How many things? Say it louder. How many things? Say it louder again. How many things?
All things.
Works together for good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorify. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 35, Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Yet, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, these are some of the most serious things that can happen in the world. But for the one who loves the Lord, he will come out as more than a conqueror. He will be exempt from all these things. Yeah. I am persuaded. You have to get to that point of persuasion. Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. I love the Lord. He's the one that I am dedicated to. He's the one that I'm committed to. Oh, all things will work together for my good. Oh, today they may look like they are not working, but thanks be to God, sooner or later, he said it, his word cannot be broken. I love the Lord. All things will work together for your good. Nothing will separate me from the love of Christ. No circumstance that I'm surrounded with will separate me from the love of Christ. He loves me, I love him, and he and I together, we are an unbeatable team. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. When you have Jesus in your boat, that's what matters. The storm may come against you, but that storm cannot send you under. If that's what makes all the difference. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You are not coping with God or sympathizing with him, but you are totally committed and yielded to him. So that this verse will apply to you as well. Job chapter 22, thank you, Lord, 29. Job 22, 29. Mark these verses. Don't let them get away from you. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Job 22, 29. Yes, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He says, when men are cast down, then you shall say. That's how to walk in your exemption as well. Keep saying with your mouth what God said. There is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. When men are cast down, when they are overtaken with darkness, you should keep saying with your mouth that there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Thank you, Lord. Number three, make a commitment that you will serve the Lord. Make a commitment that you will serve the Lord. Make a commitment that you will serve the Lord. Serving God and the interest of his kingdom. You will seek him and serve him all the days of your life. Psalm 34, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 34, verse 10. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. The world may be in chaos and confusion, but for the one who seeks the Lord, the one who chooses to serve the Lord and make him his priority, will not lack any good thing. Point to any area of lack in your life and make a decision that you will seek the Lord and you will not lack any good thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that ties together with what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The things that the world is chasing after. Seek the kingdom of God first. Let me be your priority in life, and everything else will be added to you. You will not diminish. You will actually increase by serving the Lord. By seeking him first, by seeking him first, by seeking him first, his kingdom first. Lord, in the name of Jesus, who can I reach out to make a difference in the life of that person today? Thank you, Lord. There's a company of people in 2 Chronicles. They made that choice. Let's see what happened when they decided to seek the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. He says, then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Then they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and ram's horns. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul, and he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And verse 19 says, and there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. They entered into a covenant to do what? Seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. And as soon as they did that, they began to rejoice. And he was sought of him with all their soul. And when they sought him, he was found by them. And the Lord gave them rest all around. That is the key to this thing. Seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord. Are you looking for rest? Oh, when they sought the Lord, he gave them rest all around. All the wars, there was no more war. There was no more war. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that in this season, oh, may you enter that area of rest. As you make a commitment to seek the Lord, every turmoil, every kind of war in your life, may it come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Joshua got to that point. In Joshua 24:15, he made that choice. Oh, I'm not sure what you people are going to do, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That choice settles you for life and forever. When you make that choice to serve the Lord, to seek his interest, to seek his kingdom, it makes all the difference. Rest all around. I see you entering that place in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, when they made that one choice, I see you entering that promised land of all around rest. How would you like that? All around rest. But he says, seek the Lord. 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 It's tied to serving the Lord. It's tied to loving him. It's tied to dedicating our lives to him. Notice Psalm 91, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 91, verse 10. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. No matter what the plague or sickness is, it will not come near your dwelling. It will not befall you. Notice, go study Psalm 91 sometimes. Say it to yourself all the time. Verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. It comes back to that again. Because he has set his love upon me. Oh, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. Israel is my firstborn. Let him go free. See. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because he has set his love upon me. You see, sooner or later, it's going to be clear where the difference is going to be clear. The people that are serving the Lord and the people that aren't serving the Lord. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Never envy someone who is not interested in God. When you are interested in the things of God, it makes all the difference in your life. He says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. On that day, I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son. Notice, who serves him? Who serves him? Then you shall again descend between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all do wickedly, will be stubble, and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. They shall be mine, says the Lord. On that day, I make them my jewels, and I will spare them. I will exempt them as a man spares his own son who serves him. For the one serving the Lord, he enjoys exemption status. Thank you, Lord. Oh, then you shall discern again. You shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. You will see the difference. The difference will be clear. Oh, when I was young, and I'm still young. That woke some of you up. When I was younger, in high school, I was telling my classmate, let's serve the Lord. Let's serve him. I said, we are all at this stage in life. We are all here, but sooner or later, God will put a difference between you and I if you choose not to serve the Lord. Some people paid attention to what we were saying. Some people thought we were out of our mind. Oh, but we knew what we were doing. Thank you, Lord. Several years later, there is a clear difference between us who chose to serve the Lord and the people that didn't. You look in families, people that decide to serve the Lord. I'm talking about wholeness in every area of your life now. People who some people in the family who decide to serve the Lord and others who do not serve the Lord. There's a clear difference. There will be a day and night difference. That's what he's saying here in Malachi. And what else did he say? He says the proud, they'll do wickedly. They'll say, why should we take God seriously? Why should we follow him? Why should we serve him? What's the point? Oh, we have every, we don't need him. But he says, The day shall come when it shall burn. There will be devastation on the earth. Things may be going on around them, and they won't know what to do. And it will leave them with neither root nor branch, no foundation to stand on. Oh, but, to you who fear the name of the Lord, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. To you, us who fear the name of the Lord, to us who have decided to dedicate our lives to him in prayer, in worship, in reaching out to the lost and seeing them come into the kingdom of God, he said he will rise with healing in his wings. Every time somebody gets saved, I get excited. This week when we went out into the community, two people gave their lives to the Lord. And there's a joy to it that you cannot experience any other way. And you could tell the difference. When we prayed with this gentleman, the light, it's like the light came on his eyes and a smile came on his face. These people are our neighbors. They are our co-workers. We seek the Lord. That is the reason why Jesus Christ came. So purpose in your heart that this week you will reach out to somebody. Your life will make a difference. And as you make a decision to serve the Lord, as you make a decision to give your life to him totally, oh, he says, those whom you knew, he called. And those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, any trace of shame on your life, any trace of shame around your life, as you give your life to the Lord and make a choice that nothing will separate you from the love of Christ, may you be exempt. May you be exempt. I see you exempt. No evil shall befall you. No plague is permitted to come near your dwelling. Thank you, Lord. He will give his angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Thank you, Lord. This is our God talking. This is the Lord. Your exemption status, you are exempt from failure and defeat. Notice what Jesus Christ said. I'm finishing now. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 16, verse 33. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 16, verse 33. You go through all these things, but Jesus is not dead. Notice what he says. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Peace can only be found in Jesus. In the world you have tribulation, you have tests, you have trials, but be of good cheer. Be of what? Good cheer. I have overcome the world. And because he has overcome the world, 1 John 5, 4 says that he who is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Be of good cheer. Don't relax. I have this. You and I together will win. In me, you have peace. That's the thing that the world is looking for. But in the Lord Jesus, you have peace. In the Lord Jesus, you have peace. In the world, you have test. You have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome. And because I have overcome, you will also overcome. You will also overcome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's all say it loud this morning. I have exemption right in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 104, verse 14 to 15. Thank you, Lord. You people keep pulling it out. It's hard to stop. Psalm 105, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he says. He says, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. He permitted no one to do them wrong. Oh, in the name of Jesus, no one is permitted to do you wrong and to do you harm. The enemy is not permitted to do you harm. Oh, God will put a difference between you and the world. Say what? Touch not. Touch not. touch not, touch not, touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in the New Testament. Thank you, Lord. Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. In Ezekiel 9 says, he has talked about the fact that don't touch the people with a mark. But notice what he says in Galatians 6, 17. Thank you, Lord. This is the last one, I promise you. But it's good for you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, from now on, let no one trouble me. Oh, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. From now on, no one, including the devil, is permitted to trouble you, because you bear in your body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, because you no longer belong to the kingdom of darkness. No one is permitted to trouble you. No one is permitted to harm you. No evil shall befall you. I declare that over your life this morning. No one trouble you. No one trouble you. No one trouble you, because you bear in your body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Say, thank you, Lord, that you've marked me out to show forth your praises. You've declared me that I cannot be touched and harmed by the enemy. My family cannot be touched. My finances cannot be touched. My health cannot be touched. In Jesus' mighty name, give him praise and glory. Give him praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. Let's close our eyes. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. You bear in your body the marks of the Lord Jesus. When they are seen, there is a casting down. You will say there is a lifting up. Oh, give him praise. Lift up your voice. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that as we make a choice, as we make a decision to serve the Lord, we and our house, and to reach out to others as well, our light keeps shining and shining. Oh, we make a difference in our world. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, if you are here, if you are listening online or watching us online, and you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, but you say, I want to come into a relationship with the Lord. I want to know him and to serve him. I want to have a relationship with him like you are talking about. Oh, in this world there is tribulation. In this world there is darkness. But I want to know the Lord. Raise your hands and we'll pray with you. Thank you, Lord. Or if you are listening or watching online, just say, Lord Jesus, thank you. You came to die for me. I yield my life to you. I confess you as my Lord. And as my Savior, and thank you, I'm saved. Thank you, I'm in the family of God. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, thank you. You are for us. We thank you for Jesus that makes all this possible. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus, for his protection, for his love, for his kindness, for his mercy. Lord, we give you praise. You love us because you loved us first. You saw us even when we were in the world, and you called us a peculiar people. You called us a chosen generation. You recreated us and brought us into the family of God. We receive all these things in our lives. And show us, O Lord, ways that we can reach out to others, ways that our lives can make a difference for you. Thank you, Lord, that you set a mark on our lives. Thank you for your protection as we go in and out. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, O Lord. This week is declared a week of testimonies. The rest of this month, you will see Jesus. My prayer is, may Jesus manifest himself in your life in many infallible proofs that people will see and testify and point out and say, this is the doing of the Lord. This is the hand of God at work. May no evil befall you. May you be exempt from the plague. May you be exempt from failure and defeat. May he deliver you in every area of your life where you need deliverance. Set you free. Because if the Son shall make you free, then you are free indeed. You are above and not beneath. You are blessed and you cannot be cursed. In the name of Jesus, as you serve the Lord and you are faithful to him, may you see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. May he give you his peace, his shalom. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say aloud amen this morning. Say aloud amen this morning. Say aloud amen this morning. Say it again. I have exempt.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.